love the way that the lectionary begins the year with this reading from the book of Genesis, from this book of beginnings, from the creation account, from the first creation account that's found in Genesis chapter 1. We have here some powerful images of the creation of the universe, where God in the very beginning creates everything that is, the heavens and the earth. It says that the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. That word deep there has many meanings. From the Hebrew, it also means the depths of the waters. The darkness covered all of the universe, and the face of the deep even was covered by darkness. And it says, a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. A wind from God. That word here in Hebrew is ruach. It means wind, it means breath, it means spirit. It means that ever-present, powerful awareness of God's powerful presence with us. The wind of God, the breath of God. Later in the creation story, in the second creation story, we find it described that God breathes into the Adam, the earth creature, the first human being, breathes into him, and he becomes a living spirit. There the word is also, again, ruach. It's the wind of God, the breath of God, the spirit of God being breathed into, ruached into this earth creature, this human being, this Adam. Here we have that wind of God, that presence of God, that spirit of God, that breath of God blowing across the waters. It's almost as if the waters are absolutely, completely still, and then suddenly God is there, and it causes that ripples, little waves across the surface of the completely still, deep waters. It's a powerful image of creation. The breath, the presence, the spirit, the wind of God blowing. I'm reminded of what happens when you're reading a Bible and you have those very, very super thin pages, you can almost see through them. And if they're laying out there, and if you've actually, you know, thumbed through your Bible or read it, they've come unstuck. And then if the air conditioner comes on or the door opens or somebody walks by, sometimes those pages almost turn on their own. That's the almost like the breath of God, the wind of God moving in our lives. We can experience God's presence in many ways, but one of the Hebrew ways of understanding God's presence is in the wind, in the storm, and in the silence. And here we have, in this utter, complete, and total silence, and utter and complete and total darkness, we have water and we have wind, the breath of God, the spirit of God fluttering, moving, blowing across the surface of the waters. Just as you can not see the wind, but you can see its side effects. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can hear it, and you can see what it does around you. So also, we can't always see God, but we can sense God's presence, we can feel God's presence, we can see what God's presence is doing around us. And here we have God's presence touching upon that super smooth, dark, deep water of creation. The waters of creation. Water is present in creation too. Not just the breath of God, not just the wind of God, but also water. Water is very important. It's important for life. And here we find it present in the creation account. Water is necessary, in fact, for life as we know it. On earth, almost everywhere it can be found. It can be found in the atmosphere, in gas. It can be found in water. It can be found frozen. It can be found deep down into the earth. Water is just about everywhere. Indeed, 72% of our planet is covered with water. 72%. We think the planet's huge, and it is. We think there's tons and tons of land, and there is. But guess what? If you think there's a lot of land, guess what? There's far more water. 72% of the planet's surface is covered with water. It's very important. About 60% of the average human adult body is made up of water. It ranges from about 55 to 65% total, but the average is about 60%. Now, it also varies based upon whether or not you're male or female and how young or how old you are, but on average, about 60% of your body is made up with water. The brain is 73% water. Huh? Yep. 73% water is your brain. And your lungs are 83% water. Wow. And water is present at creation. Water is present. It's dark. It's still. It's motionless. Nothing's happening. I get the sense of unfrozen cold, deep, deep bone-chilling cold. And then the wind of God, the presence of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God blows across the surface, and the water moves. Water is essential for life. It's essential here in the creation account for life. Water is essential for our lives. We are nurtured in the water of our mother's wombs. When we're ready to be born, when our mothers go into labor, her water breaks forth as the amniotic sac is broken. Water and life, they go together. We drink water and bathe in water. Water is essential for us. No wonder that the church has married together baptism and new life in Christ Jesus. Baptism and new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. I've told this story here before. When I was a baby, I was baptized at Walnut Hill Methodist Church by Dr. Ira Galloway in 1967. And when I met him again at a general conference, many, many years later, he had been district superintendent up in the Chicago area in the Illinois Conference, and he had just retired, but he was going to general conference, and I ran into him, I saw his name badge, and I said, "Wait a minute, you're Dr. Ira Galloway," and he goes, "Yes." I says, "You used to be a member of the North Texas Conference." "Yes." "You used to be pastor at Walnut Hill Methodist Church." "Yes." And I said, "You baptized me as a baby," and he says, "You don't look the same." And then I told him, I said, "You're going to remember this." Now, I don't remember it because, again, I was just a little baby, but when I was baptized, he held me up to the congregation. I was wearing, based on the pictures, I was wearing a little sailor suit. I looked really cute, just absolutely adorable. Everybody go, "Aww." He held me up to the congregation, and I looked out at the congregation, and then he turned me around, and holding me in the air, he looked up at me, and I looked down at him. And according to the story I have been told, I promptly peed. And I asked him, I said, "Do you remember the baby who peed on you?" And he said, "Yes, I do, and that was you." And I said, "Yes, that was me." Mother tells me that anything that happens to me in worship, anything embarrassing at all, any mistake, any stumble, whatever it is, it does not matter what it is, anything that happens to me that's embarrassing, I deserve, because I peed on the man who baptized me. Wow. Yes, we do indeed connect life and water together. And in baptism, we affirm life we have in Jesus Christ our Lord with water. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and water covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved across the surface of the water. We are born in water in our mother's wombs. We grow up. We are nourished by water. Yes, milk is 95% water. We're nourished by water. We're bathed in water. We play in water. Water is very important to us in our living and in our experience, both of love and of growth and of nourishment. Water begins us, nourishes us, sustains us, cleans us, cools us, soothes us, and blesses us. Water is absolutely essential for us. No wonder we connect the application of water with new beginnings with Christ Jesus our Lord. No wonder we connect birth and water, baptism and water, new birth and water together. John the Baptizer was out in the wilderness baptizing people for the remission of their sins, to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the people's way, to establish the kingdom of God. Jesus came to be baptized, not to remit his sins. He had no sins. Not to prepare to become part of the kingdom of God. He would be the kingdom of God. He comes to be baptized to set the pattern and the way for us. To set the pattern of life for us. He comes to be baptized, here in the reading from Mark's gospel, to set the pattern and the way for us, that we also might begin our life in Christ and our life in the kingdom of God by participating in baptism. Now, baptism is something that is done to us. We don't do it. No one ever baptizes themselves. We are always baptized. Someone baptized you, either as an adult or as a child or as a youth. Someone baptized you, and someone baptized them. It's just as there's an apostolic ministry amongst the clergy, there's an apostolicity amongst baptism of all believers. Well, the priesthood of all believers is part of this baptized reality that goes all the way back to the earliest Christians. For someone baptized Ira Galloway, and someone baptized that person, and someone baptized that person, and someone tapped that person, and that person, and that person, that person, that person. Keep going. Several hundred persons, and you're back to the time of the disciples and Jesus. Our baptism connects us with Jesus. Our baptism connects us with God. Our baptism connects us with each other as members of the family of faith. Our baptism draws us together and makes us one. As the first sacrament of the church, it initiates us into life, initiates us into spiritual life, initiates us into the life of the family of God. In it, we affirm God wants us. And when we respond to it, we affirm we want to be part of God's family. Baptism. Today is baptism of the Lord's Sunday, in which we remember His baptism as setting the pattern for us. We also take an opportunity to begin anew in a new year, affirming and reaffirming our baptismal covenant with each other, that because we are baptized into Christ together, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We may come from different towns, different cities, maybe even different countries, but we are together because of baptism, because of the waters of baptism. We are together one family, brothers and sisters in Christ. The waters of baptism knit us together and make us one. The waters of baptism cleanse us, nourish us, prepare us, enable us to be part of the family of faith. Today we are going to remember our baptisms, reaffirm our baptismal covenant together. It matters not if you were baptized as a baby or as a believer, as an adult. It doesn't matter if it was last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. It matters not when it was. It matters not if you can actually remember it with your own mind, or you just remember the stories being told about it. We can be remembered to our baptisms, reaffirm our baptismal covenant, and move forward into a new, glorious year with Christ and with each other. And that's what we're going to do immediately following the hymn after this message. We're going to reaffirm our baptismal covenant together. And as the Spirit of God moved across the surface of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," just as the Spirit of God fluttered across, just as the breath of God fluttered across, just as the wind of God fluttered across the surface of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," so also the wind, the breath, the Spirit of God will move across our lives. And God will say, "Let there be light in us. Let there be light in each of us," so that others might see that light and know the love of God and experience the love of God. That love which can be so invisible in a cold world, in a world that rejects the love of God, that love of God can be so invisible, so difficult to see, so difficult to experience. But as the wind of God, the breath of God, the Spirit of God moves across the waters, and God says, "Let there be light in us," we can share that light, that love, with others. Let the breath of God move through you. Let the light of God spark in your life. Come alive with the Spirit of God and share that love with all in 2018. With all every day that you live, with every person you meet, every day that you live, share the light of God's love, the breath of God's presence.
Let me dwell in your presence, Lord. Let me learn at your feet. I will taste the riches.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2018 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.